Shalom to all! And today we're going to be learning Mishnayos Brachos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Vav, and Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph. And today's Mishnayos are being learned Le'ilu Nishmas, Maris Miriam Sarah, Basar Yaakov, Maisha, Her Neshama should have an Aliyah, and Bischos, Rachel Bastavar, Getul, Antonil, Eliezer, Ben Sipari, Rachel, they should be gebenched with Zereshal Kayama, Bekar of Mamish. And now back to our discussion about Tumah. So we've learned about Baal Keri, which for the most part applies to men, but as we said, could also apply to women. And now we're going to add on a few more types of Tumah. A man can also become Tame as a Zav. So Zav is more strict of a Tumah than Keri, and it takes longer to become Tar from Zav than Keri. A woman has something similar as well. She can become Tame with Keri, which is not so strict, as we said, and she can also become Tame with Zava, or with Nida, which is more strict. So in this Mishnah, we're going to learn about someone who's Tame one type of Tumah, and then becomes Tame with another type. So the Mishnah tells us, Zav Shera Keri, a Zav who now became a Keri. Venida, a woman who's a Nida, Shapalta Shechva Zera, which means she became a Baal Keri. Vahamishameshes, or a woman who's a Baal Keri, Shera Sanida, she became a Nida. And the difference between the second case and the third case in the Mishnah is that the second case is talking about a woman who was a Nida and then she became a Baal Keri, whereas the third case is talking about a woman who was a Baal Keri and then she became a Nida. So all these people have one thing in common. They were Tame with one type of Tumah, and then they became Tame with another type of Tumah. So the Tanakhama tells us, Tzrichin Tevila, all of them have to immerse in the mikvah. Rabbi Yehuda Paita and Rabbi Yehuda says they don't have to. So what the Tanakhama is telling us, that all these people, even though they're very strict Tumah, either the Zav or the Nida, prevents them from really becoming Tar until 7 full days is up, the Tanakhama says they still need to immerse in the mikvah because since they were also tummy with Keri, that prevents them from learning and davening. So at least they're going to be able to learn and daven after they go to the mikvah for their Keri, and then after 7 days, they'll be able to come tar from their Zav or from their Nida. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda, as we said previously, argues with this whole thing, and he says people are allowed to learn Torah, and they are allowed to daven, even though they're Baal Keri, and therefore the person does not have to go to the mikvah to get rid of their Keri, and they can just wait for the end of 7 days, and then that's going to take care of all of their Tumah. And with that, we not only finish Perek Gimel, but we also finish discussing everything about Kriya Shema that Maseches Brachos is going to be teaching us. And now moving on to Perek Dalet, we're going to move on to Tefillah. What is Tefillah? As we said many times, Tefillah is Shemayna Esrei. So we know that we daven Shemayna Esrei 3 times a day. We have Shachris, Mincha, and Ma'ariv. So why do we specifically daven Shachris, Mincha, and Ma'ariv? If we're going to daven 3 Shemayna Esreis a day, why don't we just daven them all in the morning, or all in the afternoon, or all at night? And the answer is because the Shemayna Esrei that we daven in the morning corresponds to the Tamid Shel Shachar. There was a Tamid that was brought every single day in the Beis HaMikdash, and that carbon was brought in the morning. So we daven Shachris corresponding to that carbon that was brought in the morning. We daven Mincha corresponding to the Tamid Shel Bein Arabayim, the Tamid that was brought in the afternoon. And we daven Shemayna Esrei for Ma'ariv corresponding to the Hektar Chalavim Ve'evarim. This is the fats and the limbs of the Karbanos that were burned at night in the Beis HaMikdash. So that's why we're going to daven Ma'ariv. So now Mishnah Aleph tells us, Tefillah Shachar Ad Chatzos. A person is allowed to daven Shemayna Esrei in the morning all the way until Chatzos. As we've said, let's say sunrise is at 6 o'clock and sunset is at 6 o'clock. So Chatzos, halfway through the day, would be at 12 o'clock. So Tanakhama says, you're allowed to daven Shemayna Esrei in the morning, you're allowed to daven Shachris in the morning, all the way until Chatzos. Rabbi Yehuda tells us, Ad Arba Shayos, you're only allowed to daven until 4 hours into the day. Now the machlokes between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda is how much time do they have to bring the Tamid Shel Shachar in the Beis HaMikdash. The Tanakhama holds that in the Beis HaMikdash, they were allowed to bring the Tamid Shel Shachar all the way until Chatzos. So therefore you're allowed to daven Shachris until Chatzos. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, they were only allowed to bring it until the 4th hour of the day. Therefore, you're only allowed to daven Shemayna Esrei in the morning until the 4th hour of the day. Now moving on to Mincha. Tefillas HaMincha Ado Erev. We're allowed to daven Mincha all the way until the evening time. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he says, Ad Plaga Mincha, you're allowed to daven until Plaga Mincha, which means halfway through the Mincha time, which is about 1.25 hours before the end of the day. And Tefillas HaErev, which is Shemayna Esrei that you're going to be davening at night, which is Ma'ariv, Ein La Keva, it doesn't have a set time, and we know that you're allowed to daven Ma'ariv all night. Now the Mishnah moves on to another tefillah that we don't daven every single day. We daven on Shabbos and on Yontef and on Rosh Chodesh, which is called Musaf. Why do we daven Musaf? Well, because on these special days in the Beis HaMikdash, a carbon was brought called a carbon Musaf. So therefore, we daven Shemayna Esrei called Musaf. So that's why the Mishnah says, V'shal Musaf in Kol Hayom. You're allowed to daven Musaf all day because the Tanakhama holds that in the Beis HaMikdash, they were allowed to bring the carbon Musaf all day. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he says, no. Ad Sheva Shais, you're only allowed to daven Musaf until the 7th hour of the day because in the Beis HaMikdash, they were only allowed to bring the carbon Musaf until the 7th hour of the day. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with learning Mishnah Beis and Gimel. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.